Welcome back to Park the Bus, the Gazette's high school soccer podcast here on the Iowa Prep Sports Network. Nathan Ford and Ryan Plagenkuhl here with you. We've got another change at the top of the high school boys soccer rankings in Class 1A, another Gazette area team. And it's, I don't know, I would assume it's a little bit of a history for this school. Ryan, tell us about the new number one team in Class 1A boys soccer.
Yeah, Nathan, your new number one team in Class 1A is West Branch with an undefeated record of 10-0. Impressive week last week, 4-0 wins over Prince of Peace, Bellevue, Tipton, and Cedar Valley Christian. And, you know, the real test for them is going to come in about a week here. I think they play Regina on May 6th, and that's going to kind of tell us a lot about where that rivalry is at. But thus far, they've been phenomenal. They've been, perfect. They're 10-0. I got to see them play last Monday, and they put kind of a hurting on Prince of Peace, who's a competitive team, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. Their team is predominantly upperclassmen. Joe Hammond is their leading goal scorer, and he was last year as well. Phenomenal player, but they just have a lot of chemistry. They are able to communicate without speaking. It was described to me as they're it's instinctive. So you look at a team like that, and they're the real deal. So I'm excited to see how they'll play down the stretch here. They have games against Regina on the road on May 6th, and I believe May 10th they're at West Liberty, who comes in at number 3 this week. So that'll be the real test for West Branch. And a nugget, if you didn't catch my story last week, West Branch has never beaten Regina or West Liberty in their program's existence, which started in 2018. So maybe this is the year.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that one of those big like program markers is making it to the state tournament. And they've already achieved that, but they still haven't been able to beat those local rivals. It just tells you the strength of 1A soccer around that area. And we saw it last week. I mean, Regina moves into the number one spot right away, loses to Beckman 3-2. That's what kind of opened the door for West Branch. But Regina came back and won 2-0 against West Liberty. And that's still a 1-2-3 right there. And then North Fayette Valley coming in at number 4, still probably just stole your thunder of what you're going to talk about next. But it's good. Still Eastern Iowa really rocking at the top of 1A. It's not – the interesting games are not going to go away after last week.
No, there's a lot more ahead, plenty more ahead. Regina, they did start out with that loss against Beckman, which hurt them a little bit, but they had the big win at West Liberty, number 3, on Friday, 2-0. A nice win against St. Albert, who is another ranked program, and so is another win against Davenport Assumption. So a good week for Regina, just not perfect like West Branch is. So again, West Branch, when they we'll find out next week, really, that's when things will get serious, I think, between those two schools. So that's West Liberty, Regina, or West Branch and Regina. West Liberty comes in at number 3, 7-3 overall. North Fayette Valley, another impressive week. Their only blemish was a 1-0 loss against Decorah, who I'm about to talk about here in a second, too. Decorah had a phenomenal week. But NFV sitting there at 9-2. So really 4 solid programs here in our coverage area at the top. So we're kind of blessed here on the boys' side in Class 1A. Moving down to 2A, Williamsburg, after a 2-0 week, moves up a spot to number 5. Decorah had two big wins last week over 1A, number 7, Hudson, and North Fayette Valley. So they move to number 7 at 8-3. Marion stays steady there in 3A, coming in at number 5. Xavier comes in at number 7. So I believe those are the same as last week. Not much movement, if any, there. And then kind of the same thing in 4A. You got number 4, Iowa City West. They went 3-0 last week. Number 6, Linmar, 2-0 last week. And then this is a new one. Number 9, Iowa City High, comes in at 8-0, and they cracked the ranks for the first time this year with a 5-1 win over Dubuque Hempstead, who was previously ranked 10th. So a big week for some boys area teams, Nathan.
Yeah, I've been impressed with City High, and I thought they would have made it to the rankings before this, honestly. But They're now. Them and West Branch, I think, are the Gazette area's last two unbeatens after Hillcrest Academy lost to Washington last week. That was as our third co-host joins us here.
Hey, let's go.
City High, I mean, they got that win over Hempstead. They've won in penalties against Prairie in their home tournament. And from what I saw on Twitter, they were tied late in the game with Waukee Northwest before Lightning ended up canceling that game. So I think City High, West, Linmar, all in that Valley division, that's going to be competitive here in the final few weeks of the regular season.
Yeah, that's gonna be a fun stretch, and I'm pretty sure City has got games against both those teams coming up here. So again, just like the 1A race, a lot of those races are gonna play themselves out here soon. It's gonna be a lot of fun the next couple of weeks.
So you mentioned you covered West Branch on the boys' side. Who were some of the players of the week for you last week around the boys' game?
Yeah, well, I have to mention Decorah's Jeremiah Radiski. He's their team leader with 13 goals, and he had the game-winning goal against Hudson last week. Two nice wins. I get it. Decorah's 2A, and the teams they were beat were 1A, but they're both ranked teams. 1-0 wins against both those teams, and so how can you not give a little praise to Decorah? And then Marion's Jordan Fisher had a hat trick against Vinton Shelsburg last week. So a couple players that stuck out statistically, but I'm forgetting a lot of I'm leaving out a lot of names because honestly the list could go on and on if I really wanted it to, but we'll keep it to those two for tonight.
Awesome, yeah. Oh yeah, you could pick out there's a lot of great players every single week, every single night, really. I love the Decorah. Decorah is a good story because with this expansion to four classes, that just really gives them an opportunity to be like a state championship contender. And they probably could be and they'd be competitive in 3A too. I'm not saying they wouldn't be, but it's just I like that we've got more of these stories, more of these ranked teams to focus on and separating the classes out a little bit more. I mean, we had Liberty and 3A last year. Now Decorah is really coming on strong at 2A. So I think that's just been a cool part of having these four classes. What about this week? What's coming up on the boys' side that you're looking forward to?
There are some marquee games this week on the boys' side. Tuesday, 7:30, Linmar hosts Iowa City West. So that's two top six teams in Class 4A. Boy, that's going to be a good one. The winner of that one is it's going to be a battle. I'd be surprised if it was the margin was more than a goal. I think it's something that could even go to extra time. So that's probably game number one. North Platte Valley hosts Gladbrook-Rhinebeck Grundy Center on Thursday. That's a battle against two 1A ranked teams. Be another good test for North Platte Valley. And then this is another big week for Linmar. They'll travel to Iowa City on Friday. I believe that is a game I'm going to try to get to. See if City High is the real deal. They appear to be, but that'll be a good test for them on Friday.
Yeah, that's all three of those teams are in the Valley Division of the MVC, and that's going to be a really competitive race for the title there. I still wish the MVC would just play everybody, just have one table for the soccer fans out there. But the divisional rivalries, I like those too. It should be a fun battle.
Absolutely.
So we got new girls rankings on Thursday. Not a ton of change, but a couple of Gazette area teams moved up. What do you got for us with the new IGHSAU rankings?
Yeah, well, a little hard to find, but we found him, Nathan, and not a whole lot of change. A little change, but center point Urbana stays at number nine after a really impressive week. I was at the CPU CCA game on Tuesday. That was the game with the real strong winds. I think we had 28 mile an hour winds, and they pulled off a scoreless first half. They scored, Emily Bell scored two goals in the second half with the wind directly in her face. One of the best shots I think I've ever seen was her first goal. She kicked it from deep. I mean, she was probably, oh, I'm guessing 25, 30 yards out, and just gave it a boot and curved it right over the top of CCA's goalkeeper's hands. And so that was pretty. She's having a great season, Emily Bell from Center Point Urbana. They come in at number nine. Vitton Schelsberg, they just keep moving up, Nathan. I think that's a team I've mentioned several times. They're sitting there at 7-2, and now they're ranked, they move up to 12th. So they move up two spots. A nice week last week. Now they did lose to Center Point Urbana 0-1. But that's, a competitive game against a really good team in Center Point Urbana. So that tells you that Vinton Schelsberg is right there. They're strong. And then Dyersville Beckman is number 13 at 8-1. So that kind of takes care of the 1A teams. As far as 2A, not a lot of movement here either. Independence stays at number six at 8-1. They had a nice week. Xavier comes in at number 10. Liberty jumps up to number eight at 7-2 with the week they had, 3-0 last week. And then Clear Creek and Manus stays at 14 at 9-2. And I can tell you, that's a solid team. Now that I've gotten to see them play in person, they were down 2-0 against CPU. Lena Evans had a goal with about 5 minutes left, and then they had another shot late that almost went in. Emerson Fleming from CPU made a great save on it, but that's a game that could have gone extras there. So CCA is also the real deal. And real quick on 3A, Linmar comes in at number seven, 9-3. They're just solid. They got their revenge against Bettendorf. From previous week, they played Bettendorf, I think the fourth game in 4 days, and came up, just didn't have the legs for it, but they beat them 2-1 last week. City High comes in at number nine at 7-1, and then Iowa City West comes in at number 11 at 6-2.
We've got a similar story in the Valley Division of the MVC playing out here with Linmar, City High, and West. As I've mentioned before, Linmar has really dominated the MVC the last few years, but just based on the results we're seeing, they might be in for a little bit of a challenge here with City High and West too. City High winning 4-1 against Dubuque Hempstead, which was ranked before that, was an eye opener. I think City has a chance to challenge Linmar, and West probably does too. So those could be some competitive games, just like the girls.
Yep, absolutely.
And who would you determine as your teams of the week then on the girls' side?
Hard to go against CPU again. The big 2-1 win against CCA, and then the victory against Vinton on Friday. They've just been solid. I mean, undefeated. I just like the program that they've built there, and they're just strong. They can score goals with the best of them too when they need to. So I'm gonna go there, and then Linmar, just for getting its revenge against Bettendorf. So those are kind of, I feel like that's the same as it was last week, but those are the teams that have just been solid recently, and it'll probably be someone different next week, but I gotta go there.
Yeah, that Linmar win was big to get Bettendorf, because those teams are right on that kind of cutoff for the regional hosts, which usually is the top eight ranked teams. And for Linmar, Pleasant Valley, Linmar, Bettendorf have all kind of beaten each other, and you've got PV at five, which Linmar has beaten, and now to have also beaten number eight Bettendorf, even though they've got that loss, that's going to be important for them moving into the rankings as we get toward the postseason. Girls players of the week. I think it's going to be a similar storyline. Tell us who you've got your eye on.
I sound like a broken record. Emily Bowe, those two goals against CCA put them over the top, and that's a huge win for that team and program. So again, that first goal, man, I haven't seen a goal like that in quite some time. Especially going against the wind. It would have been a great goal if there was no wind, but considering there was 28-mile-an-hour wind blowing right in your face, really, really impressive shot. Abby Roberts is from Linmar. She had the two big goals against Bettendorf Friday, which put them over the top. So, I hate to be a broken record, but if you keep impressing and you keep putting up the big shots, you're gonna get a shout out on the show, Nathan.
That's true. That's true. There's plenty of girls games to watch this week as well. What are the big ones that we should be looking for?
Tuesday, Marion I believe they host Independence, so Independence number six there in 2A. They've been steady. Marion's a team that's they're sitting there at 5-3, and they haven't really broke out yet. And you know, I'm kind of you know, they made the state tournament last year, first time in program history. They're a team that I'm just kind of waiting for things to click. So maybe it'll click Tuesday against Independence. You know, if it does, that's a big win for Marion. And if not, you know, that just proves how solid Independence is. Tuesday, I think probably the biggest one of the week is Waverly Shell Rock is going to host CPU. So CPU is really going to get that test. I believe Waverly Shell Rock, I think they're number two. Does that sound right,
Yeah, they're
Nathan?
number two. And if they win on Tuesday, I would expect them to be number one because they beat Dallas Center Grimes in penalties on Saturday. Norwalk also beat Dallas Center Grimes on Saturday. So Waverly Shell Rock still undefeated. And if you had a real time rankings, would probably be the number one team in 2A coming into this one. So that's a really interesting battle of unbeatens there.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one. That'll be fun. Then there's all these games are Tuesday. Iowa City West hosts Linmar on Tuesday. Battle against two ranked teams there. And then a couple other matchups worth watching. Independence is going to host CCA Friday, two area ranked teams, and Linmar is going to host City High on Friday. So really a just like on the boys side, a lot of really good matchups to watch this week. A lot of stories to be told.
I need to look up the Linmar winning streak against. I had it for a story last year. They have a long winning streak against MVC opponents, which might kind of surprise you, but I mean, the MVC teams just haven't been able to get them. So if they beat both these teams this week, two more ranked teams, I'm definitely looking that stat up for the podcast for
Yes,
next week. I also want to
absolutely.
just throw in a couple of other notes from around the state, because we talked about West Branch moving up to number one, and Johnson is back to number one in 4A. They'd only fallen to number two last week, but then they gave up a halftime lead, lost to Ankeny Centennial, but then came back and beat number one Dowling 1-0 on Thursday. So the CIML just c continues to be wild. You've got Iowa City West lurking there at number four, hoping those CIML teams slip up a little bit more. So I can't wait to see some of those matchups at state. But anyway, there's still some shakeups happening there. And then I thought we should mention too, since we talked about it last week on the boys side, Liberty and Prairie playing each other, and Liberty getting the 2-1 win, and Prairie just on a losing streak now, and they've all just been ranked team after ranked team after. That just must be such a tough stretch to go through. So that's going to be a team that might not have an impressive record, and Liberty too, but you know they're going to be really, really tough come postseason time.
Right. Yeah. Don't count either of those two programs out. Absolutely not. A lot of talent on both sides. And I mean, we know this, but Liberty, 2-7 last season, came back and won the 3A state title. So, you know, as Kevin Garnett once said, anything is possible.
Yeah. It's just too bad he couldn't say that in a Minnesota uniform, but
Know.
you don't have to worry about those days anymore now that Ant is here dunking on the entire NBA.
Yeah, we have Michael Jordan Jr. on the
Yeah,
team now. They're saying, and I'm not ready to go quite that far, but the charisma, the aura is there. Boy, is he a treat to watch. I mean, Nathan, how blessed are we as you know, we get to watch Caitlin Clark all winter, and now we get to watch Anthony Edwards here in the spring and summer. It's incredible. I can't remember a year like this, for my
what
favorite
marketing.
teams anyways.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back next week with more Anthony Edwards and Timberwolves talk, more high school soccer
Absolutely.
talk on Park the Bus. Anything else you wanted to mention before we get out of here?
The only other thing is Wolves in four, Nathan. Wolves in four.
It here first, and go check out some soccer games, because we just listed a ton this week that are going to be really fun to watch. So thanks for joining us again. Have a good week, everyone.
Get a daily update from the Gazette with our daily news podcast. Add it to your podcast player or your Alexa-friendly device to get a bite-sized local news update each day. Check it out at thegazette.com/podcasts.